Hello and welcome to You Awakening. I'm so excited to be back here on the air with you. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, and I really want to thank you for joining us. Whether it's right now here with us live or whether it's later on listening to the replay, we thank you for your participation. And tonight, we have a very, very special event. Kenji Kumara is here, and I don't think he needs much introduction. I'm just guessing that almost everybody knows and appreciates what Kenji brings to our planet. Kenji, in my view, is one of our great spiritual masters of our time, and I have the great good fortune of knowing him well enough and having him being a part of my life, so I know for sure this is a person who walks his talk, a living spiritual master in my mind. So I'm going to be quiet now and ask you to join me in welcoming Kenji Kumara. Kenji, welcome.
Hey, hello, everyone. Yes, I think I am here. I think I'm here around my body. I don't know about you other folks, but I think I found my body today. And this is a good sign.
Yes, it's a good reminder to always check. Are we here and in our bodies?
Yes.
So that's an invitation.
That is an invitation, yes.
It certainly is, isn't it, to really experience life and all that we really are.
Which is
so
way
I'm
going to
ask
words.
You.
Yes,
Go ahead.
You can ask me, yes.
Well, if you had a thought flowing through, don't hesitate.
I just flew by, just like that one.
It was here, but now it's gone.
It's
okay.
Gone. Comedy team's at work already, beginning of the show, folks. Put your seatbelts on. Activation has already started. We're
sneaking
it
has.
In. Yes.
Yes, it has.
Without
and, you know,
officially
we heard from...
starting.
Oh, I think it started even earlier today. It's been building, and I think there's a lot of excitement. So, you know, I'm going to just turn the lead over to you. I essentially would love to ask, on behalf of all of us, you know, what's new for you lately? You know, what kind of breakthrough have you experienced? And because I know that you're sharing this for the first time tonight, and, you know, I'll speak for all of us. We feel so honored and privileged that you're gifting us in this way.
Well, you guys are gifting me by having this show and attending, because without you guys, I couldn't make a living. Well, how about that? You guys are supporting me, and I'm supporting you. And that's how it all works, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It certainly does.
Yes.
So what's new and different? I know we're going to save the definition of a, you know, golden cosmic still point for a bit of a surprise. You have to stay listening. It's going to be coming up in our meditation soon, which is going to be chock full of high vibration activations. But tell me what's new. What's been happening with you? And just tell us a little bit.
Okay, so tonight on the Quantum Channel 17, this is the 5 o'clock news. News from around the world, folks. Yes, we've got extreme fighting in the Middle East. And what else is new? Okay, turn the page. Next page. And we have all these people from around the world beginning to wake up to question their current reality and asking, there's got to be more to life than just this. Working every day just to pay the bills and to raise kids. And to file for divorce. Let's turn to page 3 now on the quantum scene. And then we have these wonderful telesummit shows that have been appearing for about the last 5 years. But still, nobody knows about them. What are we going to do? We're going to tell everybody we know to tune in and tap in so that they can get the very best that humanity has to offer from all these wonderful people. So I just did a promo for our kind. You can mail the check, too.
Thank you.
And please don't postmark your checks. So really, what's new happening? Well, you know, we just went through 3 super full moons, which I think is rather rare, whatever that means. But we did a couple of activations on that. Not that any other full moons coming up are going to be powerful, but new moons and full moons are very good times, if you believe in astrology, to start something new. And on a full moon, to really energize it with your very best intentions for manifesting. And then you wait and receive and see your garden grow. So let's see, the latest quantum. And besides, we're bringing in some very special helpers today that if you looked on the sales copy of Jacqueline's newsletter, you will see who we've already invited for you tonight. Those ascended masters and archangels that you so lovingly, dearly miss. Yes, we miss them. But they are here. So, and solar flares are really happening. And some are missing the planet, thank God, or we'd probably be kind of like fried right now. So thank God for all solar flares not going directly to Earth. So for me personally, I'm moving into another level of my empowerment. So I'm learning to take more control, so to speak, of my reality. And I'm sure all of you are in some ways being challenged by taking more control in the sense of more management of your consciousness and your inner feelings and speaking the truth to people rather than holding it in and being irritated by it. So in extreme cases, we have wars. In very extreme cases, you know, it manifests all that holding in for lifetimes and decades, all that suppressed energy. You know, traditional psychology is right in a way of, you know, when you suppress energies, it can lead to, well, maybe not so pleasant experiences physically. So part of our challenge and the call is to give yourself full permission to really speak your truth in a loving way and to not project outcome of what you want or how you want your life to be. That's a bit of a challenge, you know, not projecting. So it's basically not being attached to results. So we're all learning that one. So also, I'm doing structured water, and I'm patiently waiting to see physical results from that. And it's always good to drink pure water if possible. Okay, some of you may be following YouTube and all that, so just use your discernment on what's on YouTube, what's true and what's not. But there's a lot of, on purpose, there's a lot of fear in the ethers around the planet. I think more so than previous years, than this year. And, you know, part of why you're tired and part of why you're maybe more depressed than normal and maybe why you're more tired and the reason why maybe you're just don't have enough energy to get through the month is when you begin to clear and maintain your space and so you're not affected by the planetary chaos, I believe you will feel and experience more energy and more focus. And this is especially true for the kids. So that was, let me see. Also from the newsroom, this is channel 33 now. Okay. This is like the public quantum station, you know, that's not influenced by corporate sponsorships and whatnot, in a sense. It's for the public, the quantum public. So let's see. The quantum news for the rest of this year. To know that whatever your soul set out to do for this lifetime can be achieved, can be realized. And that all the stuff that you've carried up to this point, meaning your baggage, you know, just your past life memory stuff, all of that can really, really be shifted in a twinkling of an eye as long as you have trust, a little bit of faith, and a lot of inner knowing that you deserve the very best from your soul. So in other words, your soul has this grand plan. It may have changed slightly since your early years. So we're born with a mission. And now's the time to really dig deep and feel. You don't have to know it in that sense, but to feel your mission beginning to stir inside your body, inside your heart space, and then to follow that calling. Because everybody was born with skills and gifts that they can use without having to go to school necessarily, unless it's maybe from a business perspective and a marketing perspective, but the gifts, the healing gifts, the coaching gifts, the counseling skills, the caregiving skills, in a sense. We all have this innate, these innate skills that we brought over from our past, so to speak. And now is the time to really use it, in spite of what others may think. So we are going to take a commercial break now, brought to you by You Awakening. Jacqueline's wonderful telesummit show.
Is this time for You Awakening to say something?
Yes, we are on a commercial break now.
Okay.
from the news.
Okay. I just wanted to say something quickly, actually. I'm able to watch our monitor here, and I see that a whole number of people are raising their hand to speak to us tonight. And I just need to let you know that we are going to be spending most of this call on a meditation that's very high frequency. So we'd actually like to move into questions on the early side, and we're going to need to limit those questions to people who've written in on the webcast page. We're not going to be able to call on people who are raising their hand to speak to us over the phone. So I just want to give you a little warning on that. If you're one of the people who has your hand raised, to if you can get to a computer and send your question in, we're looking for any questions that relate directly to, you know, what our theme is tonight.
And exactly, we'll be moving. Jacqueline, what is our theme?
But Kenji, I thought you were responsible for that.
comedy club. They're having fun.
Well,
so here's three questions that I want everyone to ponder deeply from their heart space, not from your intellect, your mind, your thinking. And this is the first time, actually, you know, in themes for the radio shows that I pondered questions. But I think this is what I'm going to be doing more often on the radio show Telesummit Circuit, is asking three questions for the audience to ponder for the activation and just for themselves in general. So, question is, where do you need to go to express your quantum shifting? So it's like, where do you need to go? Not to New York or St. Louis, but inwardly. Where do you need to go inwardly in your inner space to begin to experience that shifting in the quantum? Second question, why are you still suffering? Third question, where are you giving away your power? Now, that where can be a person, place, or thing, obviously, or a group. So it's not something for you to answer verbally. It's something for you to ponder and to feel. This could be like the questions you ask for the rest of your life, perhaps. So let's put Jacqueline on the spot. We love to fry the hostess of the shows. Well, slow cooker, you know, slow cooking, you know, not deep fried. Yeah. So, Jacqueline, do you want to respond to any of those three questions, or it could be any or all of them?
Sure.
See, when the host or the hostess, when they bring forth this level of intimacy, I suppose. Pretty much everybody relates to that, see. So we know this, that, you know, the show host, well, the audience looks up to them. And so wherever they come from, well, that's the level of connection. So we're going to go a little deeper with the intimate, in a sense, the connection between all of us. So Jacqueline will just answer spontaneously without really thinking, because she dropped her ego in the bowl. Well, she'll know what that means when she comes to a retreat. Oh, that's what Kenji meant. Put your ego in the bowl. Oh, I see.
And I know there's one coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So first question was, where do we go? Is that correct?
Yeah, where do you need to go to express your quantum shifting?
For me, that's going, what I feel, what I perceive, and when I know I'm there, mm-hmm. it's getting silent. It's being relaxed in the body, calm in the emotions, quiet in the mind, and then a sense of going inward. And once I reach that place, often using the breath to get there, and hover there for just moments, I feel a great expansion, like big enough to, you know, include all the universe. And yet it's rooted inside. I can feel it right inside. So I feel I hesitate to say power because sometimes that's used negatively, but I think that's really the word.
Yeah.
Like the power of creation, the power of unity, and really being one with everything. And aware of the divinity inside. You know, that God lives inside, dwells within all of us. You know, it's a matter of sinking in and relaxing, letting go, going deep. I'm not even sure really to use, you know, what words to use to describe that. I just know that that's the practice. I've been there. I'm not there all the time. I'd like to be there all the time. And that's what I remind myself as, you know, as things happen in life.
Okay, so everyone, if you haven't already, just take a slow, deep breath, and you can feel the shift in the energy on the call. See, so when you started to share that, Jacqueline, it shifted the whole group to another level. Now, you may not have been aware because you were talking and expressing. So I'm at the other end, and I'm experiencing as you began to open up and share. That just changed the whole atmosphere of the call. Yay.
And I feel like a real warmth in my heart, like connecting with everybody here on this call. And I think even people in the future listening, it's just like a warmth and a beauty and a real sense of love and community. It feels really wonderful.
Oh, get the Kleenex, folks. The water from the eyes are coming.
And the next question?
I
know the third was, where do you give your power away? What was the second?
Why are you still suffering? So suffering can be, you know, stressed out, anxious, confused over making decisions, you know, all the little things in life, you know, those stressors. So, yeah.
Yes.
So we can call it suffering on another level because the body aches, the brain aches, the heart aches when we're in that level of stressing, worry.
Well, your timing's really good for asking that question. And I may show you right now just how uninvolved I can be sometimes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I think that's got to do with some of the things we said before, not being in that quiet internal space, because when you're there, everything is just fine. Even if it doesn't look that way to somebody else, everything is really just fine.
Mm-hmm.
And things can switch on a dime. And miracles can happen, left, right, and center. And honestly, that's the body of, you know, my newest work, which I'm calling Stepping into the Miracle Zone.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times that I'm definitely not there. And I have to say that Oh, there was just some challenges. I don't think you really want to hear them all, but one of them was, you know, we're just about to launch the season, and it's a time where we're both, you know, really getting almost like a frequency for what the next series is going to be. And I need to be in touch with a lot of speakers, and I do a lot of research, and there's scheduling, and there's planning, and it gets more linear than my life usually is. And at the same time, I'm doing, like, financials and the business, and I'm changing up things for the new season, et cetera. And my computer, right as I was working on the show, literally died. And I took it in to Apple, and I was so confident the geniuses there were just going to say, oh, no problem, you just hit this key and everything will be fine. That's not what they said. Mm-hmm. And even though all the data was backed up, it was even in question whether I had access to data, whether I could make payments securely, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. You really don't want to know any more about that, the details, but when I start getting linear and thinking I need to have something accomplished in the external world in a certain amount of time, or this, this, or this, which is not positive, is going to happen. And when I start carrying other people, like, oh, you know, I've got to get to this person in time, or, you know, whatever, I can lose it. I can come out of myself.
Mm-hmm.
So the practices, I remember one day last week, you know, a friend said, just get outdoors. Just drop it. You know, I was in the library, and two people who were deaf were trying to shout over me, and I was trying to do things with a computer that was timing off in every half hour, and I just, you know, at some point I thought, you know, I live on the coast of Connecticut. I'm going to get outdoors. The sun is shining. I'm not getting anything done here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the way back home. You know, when you stop and you breathe and you have this, you lose the feeling that your survival's at risk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything that you've built is at risk. You know, and you just start to release and relax, and the trust starts to return. I don't know how it's going to happen. It's going, you know, a higher source than me is going to figure this out. If I just get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I start turning. I hope I didn't give you too long of an answer.
No, well, that's very good, though, because many, 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 many people are in that same boat. Whether it's relationships, money, career, whatever it is. Yeah. So it's a collective archetype we're all moving through and are maybe at times getting stuck in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So everybody can breathe. Okay, and the third one,
including
where
me?
Are you giving away your power or your authenticity or your magnificence or whatever you want to call it?
That's actually the hardest of the three for me to answer.
Yes, and it's the most subtle, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I?
Okay, so where you give away your power is when you feel a victim of, and you don't feel in control of. And then you get resentful, and you get angry, and you hold it in, most likely. In the long run, that can create cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, whatever it is. Doesn't mean always, but, you know, if you hold it in long enough, it becomes an illness, a disease. Because energy has to go somewhere. The universe always wants energy flow and moving. So if we can be, it's like the old Zen story, if we can be like a little stream or creek, you know, as the water. And water just flows through and around. It doesn't push up against anything. It'll just, at its own natural speed, it'll flow around barriers or through if it's porous enough, right? And it can go under stuff, go around it. And you can't really dam it up because water's going to go somewhere, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's why we all love to go sit by a stream or a creek and hear that noise that the water makes. It clears our head. It helps us get back to that place of being tuned in. And unfortunately, because we become concrete society, many people just can't get out in the nature. I know when I was living in the Bay Area with my folks, that was 12 years of dread for me. I would go out, you know, for my nature connection. If I didn't want to drive or couldn't drive because of lack of money, I'd sit out on the porch and all I would see would be humanity. Lights on, freeway noise, just noise and lights and houses. And I used to think to myself all the time, oh my God, God, just get me out of here. This is like almost unbearable. So now, you know, pretty soon I get to physically relocate back into nature, and I'm looking so forward to it.
That feels wonderful for you.
Yeah, I know. Now I can start writing my books that you guys will go, oh, let's go buy his book. What's he got to say? Yeah. I've resisted for a long time just because I didn't have the physical place that I thought was conducive to writing a book. But it's coming. So who knows? Maybe in a couple of years I'll have a hardback edition to something.
Sounds wonderful. Really, really does.
So,
I didn't mean to punt
on
your question.
Yeah.
I think where I've traditionally given away power is when I'm with someone I feel is more advanced than me. This is when I was still very much reaching upward for God and feeling very imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
I would tend to do that with other people, like in spiritual growth, for example. If someone was a spiritual master, I would, you know, give power away in that way. And more recently, it's been more subtle. And I just have to say, and I'm not saying I'm great at this, that you really have to be aware,
mm-hmm.
you know. And the only thing I can say about that is I know when I'm living in that space inside, and I know when I'm speeding up and trying to get things accomplished or feeling on edge a little bit that I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just ask. And I'm far from perfect.
You ask what?
Ask that question about giving power away.
You want me to ask it again?
No. I'm saying I ask myself that
when I
feel like I'm not centered.
I see.
But you're right. It is subtle. There are many ways.
Yes. And all of you that are in relationships, which is pretty much
everybody,
most of you, on the level of a marriage or a significant other, or being a mother or being a parent to the kids, or even being a caregiver to your parents. So where are you giving away your power to these people? And it's not a personal thing that we're asking, but it's like, where are you giving away your power in your relationship with them? So that's not something to answer tonight for the group. But Jacqueline, you can respond if something comes forth as an intuitive flash of light of, aha. We usually do it with our spouse first. Then we usually do it with our, well, maybe not necessarily in this order, but with our kids, our parents, and our spouse, if we're in a marriage. Or your partner, if you're in a non-marriage relationship. Sometimes you give your power away to your barking dog. Oh, God. Time to watch Cesar Millan. So tonight's theme again is your divine birthplace, illuminated transcendence into timelessness. Okay, let me ask you this, Jacqueline.
Would you like
I wish I could ask this for all the Telesummit show hosts at the same time. But, okay, so here's a question. So where have you given away your power to your show, your business, whatever you want to call it?
Where have I?
He would have to ask that. Now my head hurts. Oh, water, please. Quick, bring me some structured water.
And here I was busy reading questions from our listeners to weave that in. Where have I given?
Away your power to your show, to your business?
I know I have. Sometimes, there's a feeling of responsibility,
mm-hmm.
and there's, I don't know how to say it better than I'm about to,
yes.
that it's more important than me.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, that makes sense.
Like almost like it's a living, breathing thing that I need to take care of
yes.
continuously.
So you can reach the world or whatever, right?
Yeah, something like that, yes.
Yes, yes.
You know, that there's a community, there's speakers, there's, you know,
your fans,
tech,
yes.
there's a way I've got to show up.
Yes, you have to. You can't be idling away there at the library.
Right. Or kicking off your shoes and going for a walk
Shoot.
In the sand.
Where's my library code? Oh, God. Librarian, forgot my code. What, already used up my hour? Shoot, you know, in Oregon, you only get an hour. Shoot, man. In Washington, you get two. Comedy team coming in just to lighten things up, folks. Yes. Maybe in Canada, you get unlimited time. I don't know. Yes, keep going, Jacqueline. This is good.
Oh, about the show?
Yeah.
Oh, you really got me on the hot seat here.
Yeah. Quick, somebody bring her some ice. No, folks, I haven't taken any weird pills today. I'm just being more me, and you're feeling the effects of the first show where I'm really bringing in my focus. Just being
well,
me.
Well, there is some time. I don't know whether this is giving away power or not.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sense of kind of like holding the vibration for the show, and
mm-hmm.
and it's there's sort of a line between making sure that it feels right for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that feels like a bit of a responsibility, like a
yes.
caretaker responsibility.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And wanting to go with the flow of things. Just
okay.
just using instinct and moving with flow.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
many, many people, if not everybody, that's the same place where they are with that challenge. See? So you're really speaking for the group. Speaking for humanity, well, those that are on the call, those that are on the path to awakening, you know, there are some that don't want to awaken yet, but, you know, those that are on that path of awakening, yes, it's a universal collective kind of a thing. So you expressed it very nicely from your perspective. Yeah, it's a fine line. How do you balance these things? I don't necessarily have an answer because I'm learning that too, and my team is learning that for sure. It's probably a lifelong learning lesson, how to keep the balance of maintaining who you are and maintaining your practice, your business, your vision, to not let it overwhelm you, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And that overwhelm, that's not a very nice feeling, feeling overwhelmed, oh my God. And many people are experiencing that. Oh my God, I'm just so overwhelmed with everything I have to do. Well, think you have to do anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, some of
yes.
which you have to do, of course. Yeah. We're leading up to the activation, so we're just, what are we doing? We're triggering in a, hopefully, a very gentle, loving way, people's stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
And just one other example, and I'd really love to be able to share some questions from our audience so
yes,
that
we can
everybody
do that.
Can participate,
mm-hmm.
is I'm almost an email addict.
Oh, God.
You know,
okay.
Jacqueline's
going to hire someone to read all her emails and respond. Okay, next step. Same thing for Facebook. Okay, all right. Well, that could be the same person. Okay, make sure you get
I respond
them a nice
to
hourly
everything.
Wage. Huh?
Yeah, I respond to everything, you know.
Oh God,
and when
I used
it's
to do
when
that,
it's
Jacqueline.
A choice, do another email or do something else. I'm
yes.
almost always going for.
Yeah, you'd be stuck at your computer for the whole night.
There you go.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. We kind of are addicted to that. I had to really actually break myself and hire someone to do it for me, to answer my emails. I didn't realize I could actually do that effectively, you know, when I heard I had to do it. So I resisted for about a year, whatever. But I understand that. Oh, want a person to respond. And you just have to be realistic. You cannot respond to everybody's email. At some point, you get so, known, that, I mean, you just can't. You just have to hire someone, or you just have to forget about it and go, okay, I'm going to delete this whole email account. I'm going to create a new one. No one's not going to know what it is.
Well, and also with my healing and coaching kind of background, I immediately go into that space. I feel the energies running. It's not just the words I'm seeing. I'm feeling, if someone's asking, you know, in effect asking for help, then I'm picking up the whole story. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, hear about this. This is for all of you besides Jacqueline. Don't pick up the story, just pick up the solution. Everybody go, oh my God, really? The light just went on. And go over to your wall socket and actually turn on the light to be symbolic. Oh, a light went on in my brain. You can do that. And then you teach them how not to give away their power. Yes, a little bit more tricky, but yes, doable. Okay, let's take questions or sharings from the internet.
Yes, I'd really appreciate that.
Now we're going to turn the channel to the internet. The internet channel. Channel 108. Okay.
Okay. Carolyn from Dublin, Ireland. And let's appreciate how late she's staying up to be able to,
Ireland,
to be with
go
us.
Go for it. Lassie dogs. All right.
Yes. She says, and I know you have an answer for this. She said she'd like to know if the heart space is where we can go in meditation to manifest whatever we desire in the outer world. And also, is this the space part of the quantum field?
Well, we'll get that in the activation.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, we promise.
The promise. Oh, boy. Better put in a disclaimer right here. Okay. We will, Boy Scouts honor, with the Boy Scout code, we will do our best to do our duty for God and our country.
Okay, I was going to say I was an officer in banking, so I just love responsibility here.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's give Jacqueline more responsibility, everyone. Just email her. But important, confirm email.
You're being naughty.
No, I haven't really had my full dinner yet tonight.
I want to divert your attention away from me in the hot seat to our wonderful listeners here who actually have questions they want a response
on. We can go until midnight. You know, okay, no time limit on tonight's show. Okay.
Okay. I'm sure we could go even beyond. Okay. Okay. Annie White Dove from Australia.
Australia. We hope to go there. Right on.
Yes, we
do,
and we've talked about that before.
Oh, cool.
She asked if you can give us some help with our auric field, and she's particularly concerned about chemtrails.
Yes. So, divine protection from chemtrails, HARP, low radio frequency waves, and all that stupid stuff. Yes. You are divinely protected. So, know that. So, chemtrails can do its thing, and just know instead of it coming down and raining crap on us, that's actually like angels falling through the sky.
Oh, that's a sweet image.
So you can change it that way, okay? Yes, chemtrails, nasty stuff, but we can shift it all around with our viewpoint. So think of it as white dust from heaven nurturing the earth. Boy, that'll really upset their game, huh? They're going, oh, God, it's not working. We're dumping more chemtrails, and it's still not working. Better call the manufacturers.
Okay. And she also asked, she'd like to know how we can help, and I bet you're going to address this in our meditation, but how we can help the new light body integrate with our physical bodies.
Yeah, we're going to do that in the activation.
Yeah, that's a great question. So by the way, you're getting lots of love letters here.
Oh, okay, many dates coming up for the kid.
I love Kenji. He's the best. Thank you for having him. There's a very recurrent theme in our comments here.
See, I'm doing this in place of my TV show that I always wish I had that I never got. See, I wanted to be an incarnation of Red Skelton, but, you know. he was actually my hero when I was growing up as a teenager. I thought that man was so spiritual and so funny and so witty and gifted. I thought, my God, he's very unique. Yeah, he was, more than Jack Benny, more than all those people. Marx Brothers, that's another story. They were just plain crazy, but yeah. So you can be like your childhood idol in a sense, you know, someone that you looked up to when you were growing up that you thought, wow, that person is really neat. You'd be your version of them, not their version of you. But you can be Miss Funny Person, Mr. Funny Person, or whatever. I just realized back when I was wanting to, like, be on TV that I just kind of knew as a kid I could express myself because I could just do what I wanted, of course, within limits, of course, right, of censorship. But so I do that now on the shows. It's like
there
like
you
I'm
go,
on,
fruition,
it's like
fulfillment.
I'm on stage, yeah. I mean, I kind of feel like I'm on stage. I don't have any stage fright ever. I never have, but work with a lot of people that have.
We'll that's cool, because I think a lot of people, one of the biggest fears is public speaking, more than
okay,
death.
All you people, fear of the public and speaking. Okay, we're going to call you forth and bring all that into this activation, of course, yes. So here's how it works. So, like, as an example, in the retreats, we give someone away, because I say, okay, who's the shyest person here? Of course, they're not going to raise their hand. Then I say, okay, I'm gonna pick on you, I'm going to single you out if you're not honest, and raise your hand. So how many of you are really shy and have stage fright or public speaking phobias? And so, of course, they raise their hand, right? And I usually pick on someone for a demonstration. So I say, okay, so we're going to do away for your fear of public speaking. That's really all I say. And, you know, they receive a wave, they fall over. And they're on the floor for, oh, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes in the zone, in the miracle zone. And then so later on in the retreat, I'll call upon them to share something. See? Now, if they were in their normal place, they would like, oh, no. They'll make up some kind of reason, right? They just come on up, and I just give them permission. I, like, pat them on the back. Okay, what would you like to share about, like, that activation or something? And they'll go on and on and on and on as if they never had that phobia.
Right, right.
Yeah? So that's
very
how
cool.
Easy it can work. Yeah.
And I think that's what we're all in for this evening, because you'll be taking us collectively, and we do have many, many people with us tonight, to that place.
That place.
Kenji, would it help if people have in mind something that's been like a lack or a limitation or a fear? Or is it better to just freely travel with you when we get into the meditation?
It doesn't really matter. They can just bring in their intentions for the activation. And that's all really they need to do, to bring the stuff in, but they don't have to. So let's get more to some more questions from way across the world. We had Ireland, Australia. Who we got next?
Well, we've got Carrie from Florida.
She says,
you're her favorite love activator.
I could say something right now, but I got to censor my lips. Okay.
Well, come on, you wanted to be Red Skelton. We're not censoring you.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Censored. Can you not censored?
The question is, will we know if we're living in the fifth dimension?
You'd be happy. Happy.
She says she hasn't had an enlightened experience. I bet she has.
Well, I bet you we all have, but we didn't think of it as such.
Exactly. Nobody was there to put a label or sticker on it.
Yeah, like your mom didn't go, hey, that's an enlightenment experience, daughter. Stay with it. Yeah, they didn't say that. They just said, shut up and go do your homework.
Yeah, she sounds lovely. She said she certainly puts out, you know, unconditional love, and but I think she's.
See, when she puts that out.
I'm making it up here.
Oh, you're making it up.
I think. Stop.
I think
what she's saying is she's not conscious of having an awakening experience.
Okay,
she can't really tell if she's shifting into the fifth dimension,
okay,
and you know, maybe what it would feel like if she got there, so that she'd know that she'd had the experience.
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie, please forgive me if I've muffled this up for you.
Rambling on, Jacqueline. Okay, so basically, when she gives unconditional love to others, well, she's in that place. She's in that enlightened place. I mean, you can't give more than that. That's like, oh, you know? That's like premium gasoline. 104 octane. And then also, when you have those moments of just feeling really quiet and peaceful and serene, that's, you're there too. See, I think we have these stereotypes. Well, I know we do. These stereotypes of what an enlightened being is supposed to look like and what ecstasy looks like and what bliss looks like. And yes, you know, the hippies can do that one very well on that level. But it doesn't have to manifest that. It can be like the Buddha sitting under a tree with eyes closed and contemplating his or her navel. As long, and even the mind doesn't have to be totally still, in my opinion. But it's that space where you're not affected by thoughts. And you can still have thoughts, but not to be affected by it. When you're in the now, oh, you know it when you're in the now because you're very present. So we've all been in that place of being very present. It's just that we tend to get knocked out of that state very easily, distracted. Yes?
Yes, yes.
Jacqueline's nodding her head, yes.
And reading.
And reading. Okay, let's take another question.
Okay.
Or sharing, or whatever.
I'm not sure where this one's coming in from. Just the email address is here. But the comment is, in the infinite beingness, there's nothing to give away. The beingness is the presence of all, including here and now. Yet without actions to make or magnetize more, all that simply remains as it is. I guess that's
yes.
A comment. Would you agree?
Yes, on that level, yes. And action is required on the physical plane, some kind of movement in society to fully ground it. See, I think that's where so-called light workers, hopefully they're moving into being light weavers, that's where I think they have the disconnect.
Yes, and I think here's a related one. Karen from Niagara Falls said she's having a hard time blending the spiritual side with the rest of her life, work, relationships, family, etc. How does one balance?
It's probably because she doesn't have permission. Did I nail it right on the head? See, so if you don't have...
I felt a sharp intake of breath.
If
but
you
maybe
don't
that was me.
Yeah. So if you don't have permission, yeah, you're going to feel like that. It's going to be feeling very difficult to merge or blend that. Because think of it, if you have full permission from the universe, your reality, your friends, your family, right? And they're encouraging you, yeah, go for it. Well, you're not going to have any considerations about blending the spiritual with the physical. You'll just go, boom, and it's done. Every day.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And Fawn from Montgomery is asking, how can I get
Alabama?
Out of this
habit? Alabama?
Yes, yeah.
I got to put on my accent. Okay. Alabama.
Okay. How can I get out of, I'm speaking for Fawn now, how can I get out of the habit of self-sabotage? I distract myself from feeling and doing what needs to be done.
Okay, my dear, you just give yourself permission to fully be outrageous in this crazy world. Because remember, in the quantum, well, weird in the quantum is normal, dear. So if you're being weird in the physical, yeah, you are really abnormal. We have some psychiatrists that can really help you out. But you go to the quantum, and weirdness is normal. So you go for it, gal.
Okay. So another permission. Okay.
Yes.
And Casey says something that I think was a great point going back to giving away power. Casey says, giving away power, what about holding back your power for the fear of the reaction of others?
Oh, my God. They're gonna
That's a big one.
Put me away in jail, or they're going to hang me or bury me alive. Oh, those three lifetimes. Oh, I remember those. Yeah, that was not fun. And those ants crawling all over my dead body. Oh, yucky. Ugh. Where'd that come from? Yeah. Permission again. You can do it. They're not going to put you away. They don't have the money nor the manpower. They just want you to believe that they've got all the manpower and all the tanks and war vehicles imaginable. But no, they don't really. They don't. So you go for it.
Okay.
Don't you be unstoppable. You can read any books about like being unstoppable. Like there's this, I'll give you this really cool example. Someone sent me a YouTube video about this woman, young woman who lost her legs. Might have been a birth defect, so she had stumps. Well, not even stumps, really. It was like didn't grow past the bottom of her behind, basically. And she went on and trained herself to play basketball, to do gymnastics, to do trampoline. And she started when she was really young. She had a thought in her brain that she could overcome anything, like having no legs. Okay, I can overcome that. She didn't have this poor me or oh my God thing. She goes, okay, what can I do? And man, I'm telling you, inspiration. You ever get a hold of that video? It's about 4 minutes long or 5 minutes long. It will bring tears to your eyes. Because here's this half a body, literally, and doing all these athletic things. Beautiful face. She has 100% self-esteem. She's unstoppable. You need to think like that, and whatever wherever you are in your life, to know that you're unstoppable, and to always ask for help. Like okay, like in Jacqueline's case now. All right, universe, God, take over because this is way bigger than me, and I can't figure it out. So you take over. I am. You take over and like go for it. You got to do that when you get to that place of like desperation. You go, I've done everything I can, and I'm really stuck, and I'm really unhappy, and I'm really stressed out, and I have no money. Okay, take over, soul. You've got no choice. And I think that's what Yeshua, Jesus, taught or tried to teach among his many teachings was about that.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And here's another one from Karen in Niagara Falls. And, you know, I think it relates well to unstoppable. She said, how will I know what my gifts are, quote unquote, so that she knows what she should be doing? She says she's pulled towards hands-on healing. But there seems to be some blocks, questions of being ready, questions of esteem,
yeah,
et cetera,
there's
et cetera.
All that. There's all that usual, normal, societal stuff, like, oh, I'm not certified, did it in there, right? I still believe, and I believe this for a long time, that we're each born with gifts, and we just need to do it. So I'm going to ask all of you that have that same question, all right, so tonight when you meditate, actually drink some water before you start your meditation, maybe 4 ounces worth, and go in and tap into the gifts that you were born with. And if you flash back to when you were 4, 5, 6, you were probably beginning to display those gifts until they were shut down by your parents, probably. So reflect, recall how you thought as a little kid growing up and what naturally that you did very well that nobody maybe acknowledged you for. Something that you did very well without having to study and train to do that. Those are your gifts. It could be the gift of speech, touch, thinking, feeling, perceiving, It could be with animals, older people, kids. I mean, there's a whole range of levels that you could apply this with. Think about your daydreaming, especially the women. Think about, as a little girl, what you used to daydream about and what you used to pretend acting about, if you know what I mean. And Jacqueline maybe can tune into that, tap into her own childhood.
I wanted to be an airline stewardess and go places and fly.
And have your own radio show at some point.
No, I never thought of that. I was a little shy in the speaking out part.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take some more questions.
Well, let's remember. Andrea from New York is asking a question we need to remember to deal with later. She asked, what are CYP enzymes? I saw it mentioned in the special offer. So can you remember to address that later?
CYP. It's probably in that activation, yes, in the show package, right? So
yes.
I do go to explain it. I met a woman in Fairfield, Iowa, who did research on some of these missing enzymes or genes or chromosomes, whatever you want to call them. One was 2D6. And other people have done, well, people have done research on 2D6. That's the code name for that particular enzyme or gene. And when what the research indicated was in 25% of the population, that is not activated or working properly. So therefore, and especially with these young gifted kids, but not limited to that age range, so about 25% of the population of the planet, or America, does not have that activated. So what it means is the body either cannot or has a very hard time eliminating toxins from the body, especially from medications. So we just activate it, bring it forth in the activation. I think there's a whole list, there's a whole list that we read off. And this other person, not related to this first person, from Edmonton, I think, gave me a whole list of these enzymes that he had done research on. And he asked if we could activate those in the activation. So that's how it came about. So there's probably like about 15 of them. So just know that it's going to help your expression through your DNA levels and for the body's ability to stay healthy and to eliminate and cleanse toxins from the body, whatever it is.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Fairfax, oh, I'm sorry. I went from Fairfield to Fairfax without noticing. Nonetheless, Adrienne is saying she finds herself shutting down warm feelings and love, and she's not sure what's causing that. Any thoughts?
She's shutting down what again now?
Warm feelings and love.
Oh, you have permission to love and be loved, my dear. We love you. Go, gal. Kick some ass tonight. Oops, censor that word, Kench. Kick some butt tonight. Yes. Sometimes you just need to kick ass, really, you know? We just really do. It feels good. I didn't mean that figuratively. I mean, go kick somebody behind. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, just like really focus that energy and like, okay, get on with the show. I'm unstoppable. Get out of my way. You know? Don't get out of your way. Uh-oh, here she comes. Let's move over.
And here's a question you'll like from Judy, who I believe is an Aussie from Australia.
Yeah.
She's saying to both of us, she's saying, is being in the fifth dimension include being cheeky?
Okay, we created that, cheeky on the fifth dimension. All right, good. The masters will love that one. They're too serious sometimes, yeah. Cheeky on the fifth dimension. We could even kind of move it up to the sixth dimension and see what that feels like. Whoa.
Yes. And Gigi from Philadelphia is saying, would you please talk a little bit about releasing physical pain and inflexibility?
You just got to decide to want to do it first off, that you've had enough of that. Enough already, right? As Jewish people, enough already. Yes, let's get on with the show. But I think the main thing before that even is just to feel good to where your body's at, to just really be at peace with where your body's at so it can shift then without having this pressure from you, oh, got to shift, got to change, got to get healthy, do something, right? Because there is a belief that the body will naturally begin to heal itself. Or you just get out of the way and let it do its work and, you know, just do common sense stuff. Eat right and, you know, fresh air and nature and walking and, you know, hot yoga. Ooh, hot yoga might be good for pain in the body, man. Sweat that sucker out. Hot yoga. I'm promoting hot yoga. Ha.
Bikram yoga.
Oh, is that what it comes from?
Hot yoga? Yeah, it's usually called Bikram. That's when it's often 108 degrees.
Ah, I see. Yes, that you need that 108 number, spiritual
yes,
number.
Yes, it's a magical number.
Yeah, that's pretty hot, 108 degrees.
Certainly is. I've done that. Harris from Scottsdale is saying...
Scottsdale.
Arizona.
Yes.
Is saying, I think there's a typo here, so it's a little hard to decipher, but basically it's about how to repair, esoteric in parenthesis, or a broken heart.
Esoterically broken heart. Okay, forgive yourself, forgive that person. That's all.
And there's also a comment here that I can't completely follow, but something about is it a fragmented part of the soul?
What?
Is the broken heart always immediately one part of the fragmented soul?
Oh. Well, you know, the broken heart really is on a physical plane, the emotional plane. On the soul plane, you don't experience that brokenheartedness because, you know, you're all connected. So we're learning to actually heal a fragmented physical life pattern so it becomes more whole.
And I bet the meditation is going to be really helpful for that.
Well, yeah, because we're going into illuminated transcendence, into timelessness. Timelessness. I always love that word.
Yeah, me too.
Always timelessness. Ooh. Floaty feeling.
And Nancy from Stillwater says, Kenji, what is the best, fastest, easiest way to clear the pineal gland and activate the third eye?
Well, you know, we always do the protocol pretty much when we do these activations. So the reason... There's a reason why we, you know, take a deep breath in and eventually bring the breath and the light up into the brain, activating pineal, pituitary, thalamus. So if you do that enough times with intent and focus, it will clear it. Because that's the idea, among other things, is to clear it and activate it by bringing our awareness there through the breath and the power of the light. Yeah, you can eat some foods, I suppose, that could help the pineal. But I would say meditation is the key, any form of meditation or yoga.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And I have a volunteer for doing my email.
All right. See? See?
Diana Lynn from Kokomo. And... she says, don't give up on the TV show. And another one here I'm skipping to Sharon from San Antonio says, loves Red Skelton. Way to go, Kenji. she's saying I just want to bring this up generally because I think this could be an issue for many. She's saying, how do I tend to retreat when my resources are limited right now? So I think this is someone saying she'd love to be able to do a retreat with you, but can't see her way to doing it financially at the moment.
Yeah, I was in that place too many years back in the 90s. I had very little money, and so there was not a whole lot I could do for self-study and whatnot, let alone take trips and stuff. But I will say this. I'll give you a little short story here of a student, a recent student, expressed that same thing. And within that day or the next day, because she Facebooked me with this information, she said, somebody that I just met, a man, gifted me my whole expense trip so I could, and I think she said, and paid for the tuition. So basically paid for her trip and to take the 6-day retreat. Someone she had just met.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So that kind of stuff's out there. I would suggest that you make it known that you want to be there. 100%. And then say to the universe, okay, so I'm open now to receiving assistance in being at this retreat. And then just be open. And, of course, let people know. If you get, and you're talking to a friend who flies a lot, and you get this intuition, ask this person if they've got any free flights on their credit card that they're not going to use because it's about to expire. Then say that. It doesn't hurt to ask. But only if you get an intuition to ask that. See? That's where it becomes subtle. Most times we go, I'm not going to pay attention to that. I'm just being right. But who knows? That voice could be coming from your higher self saying, pay attention. Or you can do this. You can do your intention in divine right timing, which is actually even more better because now you're saying to the universe, in the most perfect time, I will be at that retreat or I will be at that weekend event. Or I will be on that online series, or whatever. So it's always good to end it with, in divine right timing. This, or something even better. You could add that if you want. Does that make sense, Jacqueline?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm thinking this might be the divine right timing for a meditation. We've got some people who've tuned in from all over the world that are staying up really, really late, chomping at the bit for this meditation. Do you think we can move into it?
Okie dokie. Let's start right now at 10 after the hour. Okay. So please don't listen to this while driving your car or your light ship, okay, or your helicopter. Hey, buckle up. Make sure you have water by somewhere close by, so you want to sip the water at the end of the meditation or at the beginning or both. So you want to turn off all distractions, cell phones, landline phones, radios, TVs. Make sure you're in a quiet space. Oh, that means I have to go out to my car. Okay, if you have to do that, go out to your car. So we're going to use the power of quiet to lead us in to this activation. So we are going to call forth, as we always do, the power of illumined transcendence, your divine birthplace. We're going to use the breath to relax the body, as we always do. So we're going to call in the Council of 14 to help, how shall we say, to help stabilize the energies and we're going to call forth now the pillars of light from the archangels. So we're using 8 now. So you're going to feel and see, and you can do this in a symbolic way. 8 forms of power and light around your body in your physical dwelling, whether it's your office, your home, your car. So these could be representative of nature, of the heavens, of things sacred geometry-wise. They could be tones and sounds that you hear. They could be flashes of light, pillars of light, orbs of light, vortexes of light. Anything imaginable is okay. Right? So now you want to feel the presence of these 8 pillars of light, the Council of 14. And now we're going to call forth your guides, your spiritual guides, your soul family, and your enlightened ancestors. Those that have enlightened while in the physical body from your lineage, we're going to call all of you forth. And we're all going to lend support for you, each one of you, in this activation, present and future. Going to feel the support of the earth. We're going to call forth one of your sacred power animals, one that you really are connected with, to be a supporter in this activation for you. Okay, take a deep breath and call this guide forth from the animal kingdom of nature. Now you're going to ask your animal ally energetically to walk into your body from the back, from the rear. So it'll be like a blending of spirit in your body so that you can get a taste and a feel for the vibration of your power animal ally. So that your body can begin to vibrate on that level of that spirit animal, which may or may not necessarily be of the present earth kingdom. It could be from the past or the future or parallel. So unicorns are good, Pegasus, dragons, etc. Okay, we're going to use the power of the breath now. So breathe in through the nose, exhale through the mouth. Begin to relax all the muscles, starting with your forehead, and then moving down as if you're feeling droplets of light on your head, which then cascade very gently down your body, down your spine, down your face, down to the torso, the backside. So as this light begins to soothe over your body, it's going to help the muscles to relax in the forehead, the jaw, the eyelids, the fingers, the toes, thighs, stomach, neck, dropping the shoulders, and especially allowing the jaw to become very relaxed, allowing the tongue to be completely relaxed. Again, deep breath up into the pineal, pituitary, thalamus. Exhaling through the mouth and just letting go. Letting go of all verbiage, of all mental thinking. Allowing the brain to go into a place of pause or hibernation. Allowing the heart rate and the blood pressure to lower and become slower. Allowing your body temperature to normalize. Completely relaxing the toes. Okay, you're going to bring awareness with the eyes closed to the tip of the nose. Keep breathing. Breathing into the belly, then up into the diaphragms and lungs. And then releasing the breath in reverse order. So we're breathing in a figure eight flow. Okay, you're going to begin to feel the violet light as a figure eight flow through your solar plexus, through your lower back, through your organs of reproduction, through your kidneys, adrenal glands, digestive system, sacrum. So this figure eight flow is horizontal, vertical, and diagonal, moving actually in all 10 directions. It's moving through all the levels of consciousness that affects your physical body. Now, we're going to ask you to detach from tribal consciousness completely, from the chaos and pain of the world, from the astral field, from your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect. I'm going to call forth your guardian angels. Let that infinity flow now begin to move through the lungs, the upper back, the shoulder joints. Feel it moving through each particle in your lungs, your diaphragm, your throat, your stomach. Through your liver, your gallbladder, your pancreas. Okay, whatever heaviness you feel, you're just going to let it go through the out-breath. As if you are releasing the emotional attachment and the emotional charge to that heaviness. Let it go so deep that you can feel it in the sacred chamber of your heart. I'm going to call forth now the power of the great central sun that was moving through the three supermoons, that vibrational experience. Okay, now into the earth and into your bodies. And it's going to begin to actually enhance the power of the figure eight that's actually moving with the power of the flower of life. At its deepest core, we're moving beyond the rainbow spectrum. Moving past the ultraviolet, X-ray, infrared. And we're going to be moving deep into the quantum field, beyond waves and particles and tachyons. You're going to move this figure eight flow to the deepest, most subtlest level of creation itself. Okay, we're going to bring awareness from the third eye center, from the center of your forehead. Focalize your light at your Ajna center, while still keeping your focus at the tip of your nose. Okay, now from there, we're going to move off the body. We're going to be moving through an arc of light and into that space that we would call timelessness and infinity. We're moving beyond the constraints of matter and form. Allow the body to keep breathing. You're going to feel the presence of the guides, your escorts, your supporters with you on that level. Now, as you do this, sacred chamber in your heart and your physical body is being activated. So we're opening up the still point in your body for it to receive. Now you're refocusing your soul vibration in this realm here. In conjunction with or through the direction of your I Am Presence, your God Self, your Divine Light Body. And we're moving in awareness deeper into the quantum, as if we're moving into deep, deep space, where the light becomes condensed into a pinpoint of power that it appears to be very dark. You're going to keep moving deeper and deeper into creation, moving past all form, even moving past the light and the sound. We're moving to the cosmic still point where all of creation initially was created. Just keep moving with your awareness deeper and deeper into the void. You're going to feel a magnetic pull into the core of creation, into its still point. And there, we will have an opportunity for our spirit to be reconstructed, if you will, redesigned, remanufactured, recalibrated. Into that which was only a dream 10 years ago. Going to simply allow and be and receive from the core of Prime Source. And I will call you back in about 7 to 10 Earth minutes. So keep moving forward deeper and deeper and deeper in the silence. can now begin to slowly refocus from where you are. Gather your focus. We're going to create from where you are a channel of energy directly into your still point in your physical body here on Earth. So do that now. We're going to create a connector cable from the sacred chamber in your heart up into the control center in your brain. And then one down to your belly button, your sun chakra. And then one to your sacrum at the base of your spine. And one into the core of your solar plexus, your soul matrix. And there will be a channel from the brain center to your ajna center, your pineal gland. Okay, we're going to surround all this work in divine love and allowance. Okay, we're going to slowly filter from where you are vibrationally down through the levels, down through all your energy bodies until we come back to the earth plane and your physical body. So take your time. Moving through the layers of consciousness. Okay, we're going to breathe it into your soul purpose. The manifestation of your soul purpose this lifetime. Another deep breath into your finances and your money world, your career, your business, your practice. Okay, another slow deep breath for your home, your automobile, and your physical work environment. And then one more for your spiritual practice, your religious practice. And then one more for the health of your body. Okay, and when you're fully back, go and invoke that vibration to fill every particle in your home, on all the layers and levels of your home, for the complete cleansing and empowerment of your physical home and the spirit of your home. And to the land beneath your home. And to the airspace around your home. Your neighborhood. Your community. Your city. Your town. And your state. Okay, slow deep breath one more time. Coming into the now moment. Alert, present. Gently focused. Remembering to drink water. You might want to get some fresh air tonight. Make sure you're plenty well grounded before you drive, if you need to drive tonight or this morning. So as you are ready, come into now. Be still and know you are God. You are the I Am. Okay, just let your body settle in. And when Jacqueline's ready, she'll come back on the line.
I'm here. It was so beautiful.
Yeah, that was a little different, wasn't it?
Yes. What came to mind was the peace that passeth all understanding.
Yeah, man. Cool. Yeah, got it. That's what that's all they could say in the Bible about that level. And then you have to experience it. Yeah. So you just remember this feeling tomorrow morning before you start your day. And remember this feeling as you go to sleep every night. And that's one way you can build in this whole level of maintaining it longer on a daily basis.
And for those who'd like to re-experience this, know that the meditation started an hour and 10 minutes into our call, and you can move forward to the meditation. And I just made this a gift for you, so the phone call is permanently downloadable. So if you'd like to download it, to your computers or iPhones, iPods, please do. And as Kenji said, this is a beautiful experience and it becomes truly yours when you practice, when you commit to spending more and more time in this space. And can't you just being a bit gentle, you know, I ask our listeners to send us in comments.
Mm-hmm.
Just use the Q&A section of your webcast page to do that. Kenji and I would both love to see what your experience has been. And Kenji, can you describe your special offer to us in case people would really like to go deeper with you?
Okay, this is going to be very different. Kenji Spiritual Vibrational Package, 11 MP3 attunements, 5 MP4 videos, 2 amazing coupons for just $127, valued at almost $1,000. Okay, that's the package. But basically, not to get all wordy for your little brain that's probably very soft and sensitive right now, this was taken from the summer retreat. Summer retreat last year, I believe, which, if I remember correctly, was pretty profound. It is basically as if you were in the training live, receiving the activations, because that's how we set up energetically these activations for you. So it doesn't matter when you get the package, when you listen to it. It will be as if you are there live and receiving it. So it is meant for you, those of you that purchase this. The one neat thing that we haven't included in too many show packages are the teaching videos, the MP4s. So I go through each technique with an activation to kind of reinforce the activation they got before for that activation. And it's a little bit like a review. So those of you that want to offer this work to your family and friends, these videos will be very helpful. Plus, for your own benefit, watching them and getting the attunement at the same time, yeah, that's pretty amazing for your eyeballs, that experience. Yeah, so, you know, we've titled some of the themes for each activation. They're not limited to the title of the activations, but we give kind of a brief synopsis of what we touch upon in the activation. And they're usually about, although, like the first one was almost 25 minutes, second one was shorter, like 16 and a half minutes. But they all average usually around 30 minutes or so, sometimes 35, sometimes 26, 28. There's so much in here that, you know, pretty much we covered pretty much every aspect of what the students are coming there for. We just kind of silently tune in. So eventually during these activations, everybody's concerns gets covered. Everybody's stuff gets covered in one way or another. And number 10.
And I've heard such wonderful things about your retreats. And two of our speakers that many will know, like Jim Oliver, just raved, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick McCormick just said, you know, just the best, the best. And some of your other people who've attended, I've also heard from that these retreats are really powerful, really life-transforming.
Yeah, they're meant to be, you know. We want to give your money's worth and then some. Plus your time, you know, your 6-7 days of your life through this. And we try to have them in very wonderful sacred area places like the high desert and the Canadian Rocky Mountains and special resorts, spas, settings. So we're very picky about where we go. So we do our best to create the most ultimate experience for you energetically. And there's a couple of bonuses here that are very beneficial. That video activation, so that'll be interesting. That'll be actually there's two video activations. Very interesting. Well, actually, there's four, five.
It gets better all the time.
I just saw this. There's five video activations. My goodness. Oh, okay. So these are. Oh, I see what they are. These are the video part of. Activation. Oh, I see. They're actually the review videos in activation form. Yeah, so you get five of those, and then my team, fast action bonus. What the heck is that? Fast action bonus. Bonus 6 and 7. You guys got to be kidding me. Okay. Oh, I see. They're discounts for things coming up, the fast fashion bonus. Okay, I'm glad I'm not in marketing. All right. So there you have it.
If you go back to being Red Skelton.
Yeah, so just tune in, tap into the show package, tap into the images, just feel. And if you get a yes, go buy it because you're meant to have it. That's what we just tell people. How to know if you feel, gotta get this, just go pay for it. The money will come back to you manyfold. It'll come in various ways. So we've set it up to where, you know, you spend your hard-earned money for us to keep going on the planet doing the work, and you get back in return, you get the blessings. So it may not come back to you as, like, more money, but it'll come back to you as more love, more support, more all this stuff, you know, that your soul is wanting. How about that, Jacqueline? Never said
sounds
that like
to me.
That before. Yeah. Okay, that's the show package, folks.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kenji.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. We've already had some wonderful comments. I know we've been on for a long time tonight, so I'm not going to read them. And maybe I can share some of them tomorrow when we put out your replay. And by the way, your replay mm-hmm. is going to be ready in about 40 minutes.
Okay.
So if anybody already wants to listen to this activation again, or if there's anyone that you could share, I'm giving this away as a gift, and you are free to put it out and to share. So please do if you feel inclined, if it's been invaluable for you. And, you know, we send you our love, and I'm so grateful that you're all part of this community. You know, this is really for all of us, and Kenji, you're the best.
You're the best, man. We all are the best. We all are the best. That's your affirmation for tonight, folks. I am the best.
Yes, and a lot of permission was granted tonight, so go for it. Go for it.
I'm going to become known as the permission giver. What a job, huh? Okay, you have permission. Go for it, gal. Go for it, guy.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kenji, I know we've been on a long time. Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
Oh, you've been on a long time. I've only been on a short while. let's see. Parting thoughts, huh?
Up to you.
Mm-hmm. Or up to you, or down to you. Okay, you all have permission to be more humorous and funny and laughable. Homework assignment, okay? Laugh more. Give public displays of affection. How about that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give somebody a hug that needs it, and you'll get 5 in return. Maybe not on the same day. So just know there are many blessings being showered upon humanity. So grab onto them. They're yours. Okay, Jacqueline.
Okay, so everybody, how about this? Why don't you join me in giving Kenji a big hug and thank you
Yay.
For being with us tonight.
Thank you all.
Can you feel that, Kenji?
Yeah, warm fuzzy. Thank you all so much. Have a great life, as we say.
Okay. So thank you for being with us, and until the next time, much love.